Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Mem, and we're looking at Simon Bey's Yishvach Revias Mayim Al Hayod Bevasachas Harakona Shal Zroya Dehenu Hu Etzboros Vahiyad Lepachas Atzayv Kishrei Etzbo Isov B'mokim Shem Chuborim Layad. So now he's going to say 2 points over here. Now, number one, that the Shricha should be done Bevasachas. You need to, whatever area you're supposed to cover has to be in one pouring. And then the question is, how much do you need to cover? What is the amount of which has to be covered? So he brings two opinions. The more lenient opinion, which he brings second, is that you cover all of the fingers to the point where the fingers join the palm of the hand until the upper knuckle, or the point where the fingers join the hand, that's the amount which has to be washed, just that part. So, for example, a person who is washing Tehillat Yadayim on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av in the morning, not for a meal. We'll talk about a chayla who has to eat in a moment. So we know that we only wash till the point where the fingers join the hands. So that is one opinion, that the same thing is true by an Tehillat Yadayim for a Suda. But the first opinion that he brings is that's not true, is that we have to wash the hands all the way to the point where the hands join the arm, join the forearm, the wrist. So he brings that opinion as the primary opinion, and then he says, at least to the fingers. So let's understand this a little bit. So there is a machlokes b'shanim. What is the makom of the tila? The Rif holds in the tila is the whole hand to the wrist. Rashi and the Rosh follows that, holds that the he and the tila is only on the fingers, not on the whole hand. The Mishnah Berurah says later on, for the purpose of Truma, everybody agrees that they have to wash the whole hand, which that's debatable if that's true according to Rashi, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah understands. But for the purpose of Chulin, they were more makel according to the way the Mishnah Berurah understands Rashi, and they said that the he and the tila is only on the fingers. Now, the sheet of the Rambam is debated, and the Bir Halacha comes out that the Rambam holds like the Rif as well. So the Beis Yosef has a rule: when you have the three main sources of Psak, which are the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, if two of the three agree, that becomes its Psak, and therefore the Bir Halacha says that since the Rif and the Rambam, both agree, the Chi and the Tila is the whole hand up to the wrist, person should be very, very careful to make sure that he does this. But b'shas hadchak, if a person doesn't have enough water, or let's say a person has some type of a wound on the hand, so if he has to, on the palm of his hand, if he has to wash his whole hand, including the palm, he would have to rely on the shittas which say that you can't wash and just wrap his hand with a glove or something of that sort. It's better to wash the fingers and be yotze the chi and the tila according to the Rosh, than to wrap, just say, well, I can't wash. According to the Rif, washing just the fingers is not an atila. So, well, you know, we hold the Rif, so I can't wash, so I'll just wrap my hands and put a glove on. So that's not true. We'd be so much on the Rosh in that situation. On the other hand, no pun intended, on the person who's washing for a meal on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av, a person who's a chaylo, and he needs to eat on these fast days, and he's eating bread, so he washes his hands. He washes his hands all the way to the wrist, even though there's an isser brachitza, and a brachitza which is not necessary is the usser. Since this is a machlekes, and this is the primary shita, is the hand until the wrist. So a person should wash the whole hand, even up to the wrist. There's actually, in regards to the Tehillat Yadayim in the morning on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, the Satmar Rebbe washed till the wrist, and he argued that if your kavanah is to make sure you're being yotze like all shitas, so the same argument applies there as well, that a person just would be able to wash all the way to the wrist. The Kohanim, when they duchen, wash their hands all the way to the wrist. that's clear that the din of in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kohanim would wash their hands from the kir, that was all the way till the wrist. In general, the word yad in Lashon of Chazal includes the palm of the hand as well. And the question is, that maybe over here, the argument is over here, they were more lenient, they were more makel. But the standard definition of a yad, the Gabi, the din of Kiddush Adar Raglayim, and all those dinim, is all the way to the wrist. The Kohanim would watch all the way to the wrist. So that's the first point. I do want to point out that there's a chumrah on the opinion of the Rosh. Beshem, we'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.